6 just before I turned 2. I took part of my memory. I had his stories and things. I met him, my angel. She has her own ways. I met him, my angel. She has her own ways. She would have held my hand. She would have called. Had to go. My parents, they grieve. Somehow they moved on. And I grew up knowing my sister was gone. And I found an old letter that my mom wrote that year. And each time I shed a new tear. It helps me to feel some that my parents felt then. I think of my own kids and feel it again. I think of my own kids and feel it again.
Story about my great-grandfather, and he came from County Cavan in Ireland and moved right to Wheeling. Took the ship to Baltimore. At that time, the Baltimore and Ohio Railroad went as far as Cumberland. He got to Cumberland on a train, I guess. Had his fare, I guess, somehow. And then he walked the rest of the way to Wheeling. I can't talk, but I'm going to try to sing for you. He walked all the way, it's about another 120 miles or so, along what you'd call the U.S. 40, the old U.S. 40, which was the National Road. Thomas Jefferson's project, built in about 1820 or so, finished out the Wheeling. And he must have known there was work out there. He got good work once he got there. Anyway, this is his story. When I go up there to Delfest, you know, and hang out, I like to see the old toll booths on the old National Road there. And the one that's right there by Cumberland, he would have passed right by that place. Kind of brings you back. It's called Where the River Meets the Road. Wheeling's Where the River Meets the Road.